With declining populations and stagnant incomes, many rural communities across the Ohio Valley are struggling to retain their grocery stores. Reporter Sydney Bowles visited Inez, Kentucky on the last day that its grocery store was in business, leaving the community asking, what's next?
The deli is empty and dark. The shelves are mostly bare. Every so often, a customer trundles a rickety shopping cart through the silent aisles. This is the last day of business for the IGA in Inez in eastern Kentucky's Martin County. This store has been a fixture here since 1959, when Durrell Ousley moved to the area and noticed there wasn't a grocery store in the county seat. Durrell's daughter, Judith, was 4 years old when the store opened, and she took it over when her dad got older.
I've done my best to try to keep it going, but when the coal industry left, so did a lot of people, so it's rough.
The IGA wasn't the only food option in town, but it was close. The other one is a discount grocery that doesn't sell any produce. Starting today, people who live in Inez will have to drive roughly 10 miles over the mountain to Warfield or leave the county if they want to buy fruits or vegetables. Sarah Congleton is already feeling the loss.
My assistant Robin and I are searching the county trying to find just bagels, not even whole wheat bagels, but just bagels. And we can't.
Congleton is Martin County's Family and Consumer Science Extension agent for the University of Kentucky. Congleton says losing the IGA could cause serious ripple effects.
You know, if we're trying to combat food accessibility, and then there goes your grocery store, what do we do?
Inez joins a growing list of rural communities losing their grocery stores, as declining populations mean fewer shoppers and independent groceries can't compete with larger chains. According to an analysis by the Ohio Valley Resource, between 2010 and 2015, 135 counties in the Ohio Valley saw an increase in people with low access to a grocery store. That is, people who live in urban areas living more than half a mile from a grocery store, or people in rural areas who live more than 10 miles from one. That's about half the counties in the region, and higher than the national average.
We often get phone calls saying, okay, the grocery store just closed, what can we do?
That's Ryle Carver, project manager at Kansas State University's Rural Grocery Initiative. And she says it's a tough time for rural groceries, but it's also an exciting time.
We have seen in the last couple of years more examples of different ownership models. So instead of that traditional mom and pop, maybe it's the community stepping in and maybe the community owns the store, or maybe the community runs the store.
Some towns have government-run grocery stores or nonprofit groceries. And in one Kentucky town, another IGA is finding its own creative way to stay afloat.
So these are the new cases?
That's our cases.
Gwen Kristen owns the Isom IGA about an hour and a half south of Inez in Letcher County. Kristen noticed the same trends Judith Ousley did. As coal mining went away, there was less foot traffic in her store, and people had fewer dollars to spend. So she took out a loan from MACID, the Mountain Association for Community and Economic Development, to install closed-door cases that would save money on her electric bills. She's also investing in a new roof, which will also help cut costs.
And then once we get the roof on, my next step that I want to do is go to solar.
Back in Martin County, there's no certainty about what's going to happen next, either for the building where the IGA has been or for the community. Inez IGA employee Crystal Newsom got a job at the Warfield IGA for now, but pretty soon, she hopes to move away.
It's sad, I guess. Yeah. It's just going to be a ghost town.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Inez, Kentucky.